Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is Wednesday, the 25th of September, 2024. And today, in spite of how much the cost of living has changed and constant reminders of presidential politics, I'm going to adopt the sage wisdom of Monty Python's Flying Circus and look on the bright side of life. We have another stretch of amazing fall weather lined up for the second half of the week, starting with temperatures forecasted in the 70s. So I think to think that November is right around the corner just doesn't sound right. For all you newer listeners, I encourage you to celebrate Binge Day today by catching up on the robust catalog of Midweek Moment episodes as you go out for a walk or a run or a bike ride. And as a heads up, the fall colors at the far north strip of the state are somewhere about 20%-ish. And the weekend can officially be kicked off by celebrating National Drink Beer Day on Friday. The Packers are surprisingly effective with their backup quarterback at the helm, since there are probably rolls of toilet paper that have been with the club longer than their backup quarterback when he got thrown into the starting quarterback role. Pun intended. Things are good, so let's keep the positive vibes going as we jump into some news together. Let's start off with a report commissioned by the U.S. Department of Energy. It looked nationwide at ideal places to start building new advanced nuclear reactors. It's a little bit in reaction to the goal of trying to be carbon neutral by 2050, but still keeping up with the rising demand of electricity that we have in our nation. 54 active plants and 11 recently retired plants were identified as good options, and there are two that fit the bill here in Wisconsin. One location is the Point Beach nuclear plant that is currently active, has two medium-sized active reactors, and supplies about 16% of the power used in Wisconsin. The second location is the Kewaunee power plant, which is intact but closed 11 years ago and had one medium-sized reactor. Those two locations are considered viable options for medium or large size advanced reactors, with our state potentially tripling its electric output from those two locations. This doesn't even consider the coal-fired plants that could be repurposed to house small. While there's no signaling that there will be any federal funding put behind this anytime soon, it is promising because it is another step in identifying nuclear as a possibility of all the eggs that we have in our basket. There is already federal research on coal to nuclear transitions and on capital cost reduction tools. It's all positive news. In other news, it's that time again. Every 2 years, state agencies submit budget requests to the governor. They give their input on what they would hope to get for funding in the next two-year budget cycle. So far, the requests total about $5.8 billion in additional budget. That in itself isn't great news, but it is less than the $7.5 billion that was requested in the last process 2 years ago. And I do think all the requests are in. So that means so far there are less requests than the past. That's positive news. The funny thing is the governor told all the agencies to budget with the expectation that there would be zero increase in budgets, and $5.8 billion is more than $0. But we all know that even if government doesn't expand in scope or size, it will have to account for some inflation. So maybe we choose to see it as positive news because it's worse than it could be. Well, I made it this far with my positive outlook, but it has to stay here as we move on, since we get to open the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file for another week. And wouldn't you know it, our friends in Milwaukee help us out. If you remember from our weekly insider a couple weeks ago, we talked about the Milwaukee Art Car. A car unclaimed at the unpound lot was transformed into a rolling public service announcement to discourage reckless driving. Imagine Kindergarten Macaroni Art meets a Ford Ranger. And if you think I'm being dramatic, search up some images and tell me I'm wrong. Well, within weeks of its unveiling, it has broken down with a suspension issue. And thank you to WISN12 for pointing out that the official name of the car is the Moving City Art Car that I ironically can't move right now. But also in their report was the quote of the week. Here it is. Quote, in early September, Alderman Lamont Westmoreland called it, quote, a huge waste of money that won't impact reckless driving. I don't know if the word is dumber. I don't know if that's a word, but I can't think of a more dumber spend of taxpayer dollars, unquote. That was a mic drop. I could not have followed that with anything. So, in closing, I will leave you with a quote from Ronald Reagan's inaugural address as governor of California, and I quote, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every beautiful corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.